Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SearchOracle.com Open World Podcast Series. This is Mark Brunelli, SearchOracle.com News Editor, and joining me today is Ari Kaplan. Ari is the Senior Consultant at Datalink, a storage architecture firm, but today he'll be talking to us in his capacity as President of the Independent Oracle Users Group, which will be having a big presence at the Open World Show, Oracle Open World Show, to start a week from Monday at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. Ari, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. I just wanted to ask you, you know, how big is the show going to be this year, and how big is IOUG's presence going to be at the show?
Sure. Well, it's going to be the largest Oracle World ever. You know, I've heard figures will certainly in the, over 20,000 range, but including all attendees, it could be certainly over 40,000, including Oracle employees and presenters and vendors and so on. So that's quite huge. It's the largest, largely because Oracle went through about 20 acquisitions in the last 18 months or so, including some big ones, the PeopleSoft, the Siebels of the world.
Sure.
And yeah, the IOUG is also going to have a large presence. And we've been working very closely with Oracle Corporation for a long time, and it's been great working with them at Oracle Open World. For example, there are special interest groups. There's throughout the week lots of educational sessions, and there's a special day on the Sunday right before the Open World where it's a user group day. Charles Phillips, president of Oracle, will be presenting, and there'll be a lot of great education content and be able to network with the real users.
Actually, before we get into the specifics about the show, I'm curious to know, what exactly is it, how does the relationship between IOUG and Oracle work? I mean, are you the chief source of, user surveys and customer information for them, or?
Sure. Well, it's really a two-way street the way IOUG works with Oracle. One is Oracle really values the user groups for a couple reasons. For getting their marketing and technology information out, it's really important to go through user groups, so the marketing message outward. And then coming from the user community back in, it's generally, whether you're Oracle or some other technology, easier to work through a professional organization or a user group to have advocacy and to tell the parent company what sorts of enhancements or product features or bug fixes you want. So working through a user group, you really have a more amplified, unified voice back into Oracle. So from the user perspective, that's a great value, joining a user group. From Oracle's perspective, they value that. There's lots of other ways being part of beta programs. For example, Oracle will shortly, sometime next year, release the 11G, the next major version of their database. So being involved in that beta program through IOUG has been great for Oracle, and the technology people love being a part of the beta programs as well. So that's one way, and then just being the IOUG as an organization, we're very close to Oracle product managers and executives and so on, just so we're always up to date on what the latest and greatest technology is,
and yet
especially
still,
in light of these acquisitions.
Yeah, you still maintain that level of independence.
Exactly, and that's that's the value of the IOUG. The I stands for independent. We're not owned by Oracle, but we will get briefed by them, and we will speak up when there's some issue at hand or questions people have or direction that they're looking for. So being independent is great, and that's why people really are enthusiastic about user groups, and that's also why we're part of Oracle Open World, is that providing an independent, real-world, best-of-breed type of examples. There's nothing like that.
Great. Now, IOUG will be sponsoring many user-driven education sessions at Open World. Can you tell me about some of them, some of the highlights?
Sure. Well, they're really relevant to what's going on in the changes in the industry. So, for example, the whole fusion, and I should say IOUG really focuses on the technology and the database stack. So The database, the whole fusion middleware, application server, Oracle security, architecture. Another big trend is Oracle Rack Real Application Clustering and Grid. So those are some of the education sessions, as well as on the development side, PL/SQL, J2EE, business processing, as well as the new somewhat new Oracle solution called Oracle Application Express. So that's a good sampling of the 25 education sessions we'll have at Oracle Open World.
I know you and I spoke about Rack and Grid in the past. What are some of the chief concerns that DBAs have around those two areas?
Sure. Well, IOUG actually just had a survey of our membership on high availability, and it was pretty interesting results. The vast majority of companies had business requirements for high availability, but the vast majority of companies did not have a solution in place. So that dichotomy is really driving adoption of Rack, and Rack, you know, is really popular for high availability in that you have more than one physical server pointing at data. So in the event of one server going down, your users still have a way to get to the data. So that the Rack really addresses a lot of the high availability concerns. Still need some disaster recovery redundant data centers to be 100% high availability. But the when Oracle version 10 came out, they introduced a lot of new functionality and manageability. So whereas in the past customers seem to have a lot of issues implementing Rack, a lot of them by and large are going away, and it's certainly a straightforward, you know, if you know what you're doing, matter of hours, but typically a matter of days to convert your system to Rack, and that's pretty straightforward.
That's interesting. So companies are actually mandating that you have high availability now. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, as a business requirement, that they can't have a single point of failure of one physical server going down. And also, Rack helps you with maintenance. So if you want to apply patches or upgrade operating systems, you can do so in a Rack environment while keeping the application up without even a hiccup.
Okay. IOUG will also be talking about, we'll also have some special interest or group or SIG sessions. What are those, and you know, what will they cover? Some of them,
sure.
Anyway.
Absolutely. So our special interest groups are really year-round kind of like sub-organizations of IOUG where they focus, each one focuses on a certain topic. So, for example, if you are very interested in Rack, Real Application Clustering, we have the IOUG Rack SIG. So you have listservs for email throughout the year and have periodic meetings at the IOUG Collaborate event, for example, on some regional events, as well as our SIGs, our main SIGs, are meeting in person at the Oracle World event. So it's really, you get connected with other professionals facing similar business challenges. So Rack, the Fusion middleware, Java, and enterprise management best practices, which is a relatively new one, and it's great. It's talking about best practices on managing your enterprise. How do you do your enterprise backup or your security, or you know, what are the best practices for this high availability, of which Rack is one of the many options, but your overall enterprise strategy is part of this thing. So there's a lot going on there, and that's also on the Sunday. All of these things are meeting at the Hilton near the Moscone Center.
Sunday the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of best practices, you guys have a booklet you'll be handing out. Is that it?
That's right. We're really pleased and excited to have available this year for IEG members the Technology Best Practices booklet. So that's pretty new. What we've done is had a series of volunteers providing both new material as well as looking through really our best of best technology. We, as the listeners may know, we have a select journal which quarterly comes out with a lot of technology and other articles. And this best practices booklet is really the best of the best. So people can obtain a copy if they're an IUG member or if they want to sign up to become a member. And if you're already a member and you're not at the conference, you can just go to IOUG.org as well and get the booklet.
Great. We talked about recently another study you did, survey on open source and concerns within the Oracle community. Could you sort of go over generally what were some of those concerns, and will it, you know, you think we'll be talking about those at the show?
Absolutely. Well, to preface it, open source is really getting big adoption within the enterprise. IOUG surveys our membership, and we had a couple of them conducted recently on open source as well as operating systems. And one great a very interesting fact is that Linux, for the first time, Red Hat, overtook Solaris as the number one Oracle platform.
Yes.
And that's very key, since when open source first came out, it was mostly very technical type of people involved, more of the development community. But by having it become the number one platform on Oracle, really exemplifies that the concerns of scalability and the whole openness is less of an issue now than it was. Companies are willing to run their mission-critical systems on Linux, for example. So there still are a lot of challenges. The top challenges the survey revealed was that the quality of support from an open-source company is not as good. People weren't seeing it as good as in the actual commercial type of companies. Security was a concern. In reality, the open source generally is very secure, but it's still a question that people have. And manageability was also another question. So the benefits were really cost savings. It's a lot less expensive, and you have different licensing options were some of the key drivers. So really, the other challenge that has been slowly being resolving itself throughout the industry is just the skill set of IT people. In the past, there weren't that many people that knew how to develop in open source environments, but now that's getting proliferated. Mm-hmm. And the other challenge, which is slowly going away, but it's still there, is compatibility. A lot of third-party software vendors just are not compatible with some of the open source solutions out there. So companies really need to understand the open source, need to understand if their applications are compatible and fully supported before they really adopt it in their enterprise. But yeah, we'll be talking about that and have the chance to network with your other user group peers to just see what they think.
You know, I did a story recently about Oracle and open source and their purchase of Sleepy Cat.
Right.
And one analyst said that they viewed Oracle more as a user of open source as opposed to a major contributor. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, Oracle tends to not release as much into the open source community, but they're, open source friendly. They have a lot of great partnerships with, the Red Hats, the SUSE Novells of the world, mm-hmm. And other open source solutions. Tomcat, for example, in the application space. Mm-hmm. So, they're friendly to the open source community and understand the value. But yeah, certainly Oracle does still keep its source code proprietary.
Certainly. One caveat they mentioned was that Oracle, of course, did a lot to prop up Linux by supporting it so early on.
Right. They realized early on that Linux is great technology and works very well in Oracle environments and rack and single mode. So yeah, having Oracle supported the various Linux flavors early on, I think did help get it adopted in the industry.
One of the things you and I talked about before the Collaborate 06 show in Nashville was mobility. And what I'm wondering is this what are the big concerns among DBAs with mobility, and how is that progressing? I'm sure that'll be a topic at the show.
Sure. Well, my company before Datalink was Expand Beyond Corporation. I was the founder and CEO, and we were one of the pioneers and leaders in mobile IT management. So you manage your database and Linux servers and so on from mobile devices like the BlackBerry, Pocket PC, Palm, and so on. Mm-hmm. Mobility in general has a lot of meanings to different people. So DBAs now are certainly comfortable with having a VPN solution from a laptop, and that's one form of mobility. You're at the hotel room, you're at a Starbucks, and you VPN into your system and make changes. The mobile IT administration industry really got a big boost with the BlackBerry device, since the BlackBerry, number one, is really being adopted at the enterprise, more so on an email. But the BlackBerry Enterprise server is really a de facto VPN, so once you're in your company's VPN, you're as secure as you're at a home dial-up. So the security aspect is really a non-issue. It's just an education. So that's becoming more and more prevalent just since the need is still there. You have on-call DBAs and other IT workers, and they need the ability to respond not in 30 minutes to drive home, but pretty much immediately. Mm-hmm. That's the driver in that part of the market.
Ari, will you be leading any sessions yourself at the show?
No, but I will be participating in many ways, working in the user group day, leading some panels, being present at as many special interest groups as I can, as well as participating the IOUG, as well as other major user groups, have a user group pavilion. So you'll see me pop in and out there as well, and I'll also be in and out of the network appliance booth, since they're one of the big partners for Datalink.
Great. And finally, any sessions in particular that you're really looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a lot. I actually, it's a keynote by Tom Mendoza, who's the CEO of NetApp. He presented last year, and if you haven't heard him present, he's really a rare gem. He's not just a technology guy, but a very motivational speaker, and that's one I'm definitely not going to miss.
What kinds of things does he cover?
Well,
what did he cover last year?
I've heard him about 10 times, and 10 different subjects. You know, a lot of it is just basically his thoughts on technology and how things are changing, and how some people think that technology is really stagnant, nothing new is really coming out, and just, you know, the examples he brings of newer technology, of paradigm shifts, and the way things have gone the last couple of years, and the way things are going to change in the next couple of years is just really astonishing.
He's a gifted.
And then he mixing it up with personal anecdotes and inspirational stories always helps.
So he's a gifted orator that people can look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Ari, thank you so much for joining me today. But be sure to point your browsers to searchoracle.com, as we'll be posting continuing coverage of Open World before, during, and after the show. This is Mark Brunelli, searchoracle.com news editor, signing off.